It has been stated here that real Christians are accused by their critics of making Jesus Christ and His Bible the answer to all of life's questions and the solution to all of life's ills. To that accusation, a real Christian will say, Amen. This is God Said, Man Said, feature 467. These subjects are archived in text and streaming audio, growing by one, God willing, every Thursday eve. Each one endorses the full inerrant veracity of the Holy Word of God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 through 19 speaks of God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. It states, Who is the image of the invisible God? The firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. He, Jesus Christ, is surely the solution to all your life's problems. Are you looking for solutions? Are you looking for answers? Are you looking for God's peace and purpose? Would you like to have life and have it more abundantly? We have good news for you. Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 6, Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. God said, Exodus chapter 20, verse 11, For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. God said, Psalms 14, 1, The fool hath said in his heart, There is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Man said, according to evolutionist James Truffle, our universe is simply one of those things which happen from time to time. Now the record. Amazing truths authored by God in His Holy Bible, written thousands of years before the world's scientific community began to understand, are proof of the supernatural nature of Holy Writ. Nearly equally as amazing, or should I say they are conversely one and the same, is that Satan for over 6,000 years has harnessed the world's brightest carnal minds to challenge and malign, but they have failed consistently and without exception. Be of good cheer, Christians. Your faith is secure. Carnaldom's abject failure will never turn into success. Truth will remain truth. Another amazing thing to consider is that when confronted with perplexing contradiction to their anti-God positions, they will write it off as coincidence or pure chance without displaying the faintest blush. The absurdity of their position only elucidates the Lord's words in John 3, 19 and 20, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. In this feature, we will highlight a short string of issues that befuddle and that are relegated to coincidence, just pure chance. We also will list the God Said, Man Said feature or two after each issue for your perusal. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. We're so glad you've come. It's just a coincidence that numerous non-biblical histories declare a God of creation and His Garden of Eden. The following coincidence was reported by Discover Magazine in a feature dubbed 20 Things You Didn't Know About Eclipses. It reads as follows. The beautiful symmetry of total solar eclipse happens because, by pure chance, the sun is 400 times larger than the moon, but is also 400 times farther from Earth, making the two bodies appear the exact same size in the sky. End of quote. It's just a coincidence that God's word teaches that there was light before the fourth day when He created the sun, and the fact that science now hypothesizes the same. Victor Weisskopf, an American scientist, states, Indeed, the Judeo-Christian tradition describing the beginning of the world in a way that is surprisingly similar to the scientific model. Previously, it seemed scientifically unsound to have light created before the sun. The present scientific view does indeed assume the early universe to be filled with various kinds of radiation long before the sun was created. End of quote. It's just a coincidence that the Bible documents that man was literally made out of dirt, and now science confirms the same. Here's another coincidence that the field of microbiology has unearthed, which had the world's staunchest evolutionists scurrying for cover. In their research, the microbiologists discovered that all of mankind walking the earth are descendants of one common mother. Genesis chapter 3, verse 20, and Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Further research also established one common father. What a coincidence. It's just a coincidence that Genesis 1:26 reads, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness," and that science now knows that all the world's wealth and knowledge could not duplicate the human brain. Imagine that God has created our brains after his likeness. Surely the ground between our ears is the most underdeveloped resource in the universe. It's just pure chance that the Bible teaches in Genesis 1 that God created a water canopy that originally enveloped the earth. The scientific model reports that such a water canopy, which was cast down in Noah's day, would have created a greenhouse effect, causing even balmy temperatures around the entire globe. It's just a coincidence that the North and South Poles, which constitute 20% of the Earth's surface, are literally teeming with foliage and creatures normally found in warm, comfortable climates, but are preserved in ice and permafrost. It's just a coincidence that the Word of God declares that the whole earth was destroyed by a global flood, covering the highest mountains by 15 cubits, and that historians now know that nearly 500 ancient societal records of this flood exist. And these are non-biblical records. It's pure coincidence that the Bible records the global flood in the days of Noah, and that science has discovered fish fossils on every mountain peak, that the fossil remains of the largest sea monster to date was unearthed in Nebraska, and that three-quarters of the Earth's surface is covered with flood strata. Just a coincidence. It's pure coincidence that the Bible speaks of the average age of man before the flood to be 911 years, and the fact that many non-biblical historical accounts speak of a common age of 1,000 years. It's just a coincidence that the Bible describes the concept of DNA in Psalms 139 long before it became one of the greatest science discoveries of all time. It's just a coincidence that God's Old Testament commands in Leviticus chapter 11, verses 7 and 8 are confirmed by science. It reads, "And the swine, though he divide the hoof and be cloven-footed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you. Of their flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcass shall ye not touch, they are unclean to you." Besides sundry maladies, which are a product of eating pork, new discoveries now hook eating and handling swine with the deadly Ebola virus and Staphylococcus. It's just a coincidence. It's just a coincidence that nearly 800 years before the birth of Christ, Isaiah chapter 7:14 prophesies, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." It's just a coincidence that nearly 1,000 years before the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, the psalmist prophesies in Psalms 22:10-18, "I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help me. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths, as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. It's just a coincidence that nearly 500 years before the crucifixion, Zechariah prophesies in chapter 11, verses 12 and 13, "And I said unto them, If ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said unto me, Cast it unto the potter, a goodly price that I was priced out of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord." And that Matthew 26, 14 and 15 and 27, 3 through 8 record the following. "Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priest and said unto them, What will ye give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned, and that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, What is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. And the chief priests took the silver pieces and said, It is not lawful for to put them into the treasury, because it is the price of blood. And they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Wherefore that field was called the field of blood unto this day." It's just a coincidence that of the crucifixion Isaiah prophesies in chapter 53:12, "Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors," and that Jesus Christ hung on Golgotha's hill between two thieves. It will be just a more pure coincidence that Jesus Christ will soon return to meet the blood-bought in the clouds. It will just be coincidence that the great, devastating tribulation period will soon strike the earth, and that Jesus Christ will return to destroy the armies of the wicked at a place called Armageddon. Just more coincidences. Prepare to meet your God. Coincidence. Coincidence. How about that? God said, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 6, "Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar." God said, Exodus 20:11, "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." God said, Psalms 14:1, "The fool hath said in his heart, There is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good." Man said, according to evolutionist James Treffel, "Our universe is simply one of those things which happen from time to time." Now you have the record.